just want to give a hakdama. The Eidah made a stickler mistake in thinking that being upset, being upset about last night was ki'ilu a problem in the yeshiva, a problem with the bocharim. Everybody's human. It's a yeshiva full of first year guys, so you can't really have a taina be'etzem on anybody. No, I'm here to explain tonight what I was, to crystallize why I was upset, and I'm coming from a total different angle. It suddenly, the problem magnified to me that we bichlal don't understand the days that we're living through. That we bichlal don't get the message. Nothing to do with Itama Yeshiva, nothing to do with anything personal. Poshut, it hit me in the face that I have to sit down and explain, not that I hold that I'm the one I should be giving the Musa here, this Negev to all of us, but there's certain Yisaidus that I think everybody has to hear. If you have patience and bear with me, I just want to go through a few Yisaidus of the Inyan of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what we call in English the days of war. That's klar. They've asked anybody in the room, does he believe that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam? Or if I ask anybody in the room that if somebody came in and told us to bow down to Avodah Zarah, Yarag Val Yavoy, we're willing to, like our grandfathers went to the Kivshan Ha'esh, or went to the gas chambers with Shema Yisrael, there's nobody in this room that wouldn't do it. It's embedded in us from the Ani Mamins. And as we go look through the Ani Mamin, there's one Ani Mamin that's very, very hard to believe. And the same way we believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, because there's nobody here in this room that will leave a tzavor to his children that they shouldn't say Kaddish for them. Every person sitting here, Zicha, wants that his children should say Kaddish, and perhaps learn Mishnayis, and perhaps give stocker for them. They believe, everybody believes that there's a neshama, and there's a life after death, and there's something more important. And you'll find, it's interesting, you'll find the biggest, I wouldn't call them the Rishoyim, but you'd, not the biggest tzaddikim will fight over the Yomad and fight over a Kaddish, because he has to be Mizaka, he has to be a Schus for his father. Where does that come from? There's a certain Emuna in Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's a certain Emuna in Schava Einish. But us, on a personal level, it's very hard for us to live with it, with an Ani Mamin. The Emunah Shalema Shabbari Yisbarach. This is one of the 13 Ani Mamin, the same way they have Ani Mamin, that there's Torah and Hashemayim, and there's a Ribbono Shel Olam Echad Ben Yochid Ki Yichudoi, that he's the one and only. There's the same Ani Mamin, Shabbari Yisbarach, Shumai Gemel Toiv V'Shemen Mitzvah. He gives Schar to those who keep his mitzvahs. Umanish La'Evre Mitzvah. And there's such a thing as Schava Oynish, and there's an Oynish for those who do Averis. And it's the same Ani Mamin as the other 12. And punk this Ani Mamin, we have a problem living it. We don't have a problem believing it, we have a problem living it. And living it during the year is one problem. But to live it during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if I don't live it, it's a very big problem. And I want to give a dugma to Mordechai Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma, that Reb Zeira had a minug, that whoever wronged him, he would walk past the guy in Erev Yom Kippur to give him a chance to ask him mechila, to remind him. You know, some people, we don't remember who we wronged during the year sometimes, and if we see him, it will remind us, oh, him I have to ask mechila from, him I have to call. Right, we go through our cell phone and we see all names of different people. Oh, him I have to call, Taka. Gotta ask him mechila, you know. I pulled a fast one on him. And Reb Zeira had this hanhoga of always on Erev Yom Kippur walking past a guy who he felt did him wrong in order that he should ask mechila. The Gemara explains, the Shayim Achrayim explain why they have this hanhoga, because this hanhoga is a hanhoga of the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? We are taught that we have to be misnaig. Yud Gimel Midas is be'etzem Midas, that we have to be misnaig. We have to act accordingly, the same way as the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as we always scream every day for the last week or two, Kel Mole Rachamim, Kel Melech Rachamim, Misnaig b'chassidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, his hanhoga, the way he deals with us, is b'chassidus. He goes over the boundary for us. He goes one step further, which he doesn't have to, which is called chassidus, l'fnei mishuras hadin. So even though he's not mechuyav to go out of his way that the guy should ask him mechila, but al toiva, misnaig b'chassidus, he went out of his way to make sure Yena asked him mechila. Then the Gemara tells us a story with Rav. Rav had a milsa bahade tabcha. Rav had a certain... he had a run-in with this butcher. La'osa l'kame. He didn't come to Rav to ask him mechila. So on the day of Yom Kippur, Rav says, B'male Yom Kippura oma'iu, on the Erev Yom Kippur, he said, Ezel anola fayusele. I will go to him and show my face, walk past his store. He'll see me, he'll remember that he did something wrong to me, and he'll ask me for mechila. Poga be Rav Huna. Rav Huna met him on the way, and he says, Leheichon ko ozel ma. Where is my master going? Omalei, so Rav answered him, lefayusei leplanya, to make sure, to be mafayis, to make up with this person, with this butcher. Is Rav Huna said to him, ozel abba lemiktil nafsha, is Rav going to kill someone? I'm sure it's because he held he wasn't going to ask him mechila, and then you're running into a problem. Ozel the komilave. He got up and he went and he stood by the butcher. Have a Yosef a kopole resha. While Rav was walking backwards and forwards, he was chopping up a head of an animal. He was a butcher. Dolly einev chazrei. He lifted up his eyes and he saw that Rav was looking at him. Omalei, he said to him, you're Abba'at. Your Rav? Leslie Milsa Bahadoch. Go away. I've got nothing to do with you. He wasn't the vase. He says, get out of here. He was walking backwards and forwards in front of his store. And he expected him to wake up and smell the coffee. And he said, your Rav? Get out of here. Zil, go. Leslie Milsa Bahadoch. I've got nothing to do with you. Bahadiko poli reisha, while he was breaking the bones of the animal head, ishtamit garmo umachia bekoi vekatle. A bone shot out, hit him in the throat, and killed him. This is the Gemara. Rav went along, he sat in front of, went to give him a chance to ask mechila. He didn't ask mechila. More, he was mavazihim, he told him, get out of here, I don't know who you are. On the spot, he dropped dead. A bone jumped out and killed him. From this Gemara, Bitzel Paterberger says, the unbelievable Gemara. The Anhog of during the year, 12 months of the year, 11 months of the year, where every one of us is mechuyev to do tshuva. We always have to do tshuva. That chiyuv of tshuva comes hard to us. We have to go looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not so easy. Not so easy. But there comes a point when Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to get closer. I'm coming into town. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. There's 40 days of Yemei Rotzen between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. Those are called Yemei Rotzen, Eis Rotzen, special days where the Ribbono Shel Olam is closer. And then there comes a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom HaDin, where everybody is judged, and the Ribbono Shel Olam decides, I'll give you 10 days where you can do real tshuva. Now what's called real tshuva? Real tshuva means that these are days where the Ribbono Shel Olam is passing by the store. He's walking in front of you. He's there to show you that you can catch me in 2 minutes. To the point that your tefillah has a koyach of a minyan. When you daven the yechidus, it's so strong your tefillah that when you say a kapitel tehillim, it's as if you're davening with a full minyan, which normally only a minyan has a koyach of breaking through all the mechitzas that stop your tefillah going up. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a yochid has a koyach tefillah. It's an eis rotze, it's a mirdikas man tefillah. And it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is walking in front of you, and he's telling you, I'm here. All you have to do is ask me for mechila. But when we sit there and we carry on doing what we do, and we look up and we say, oh, say some tshuva. Then you're in sakona. Then it's like telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the butcher told Rav, get out of here, I don't know who you are. When you do that to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're playing with fire. I came into town. I came to the fires you. I came to ask, to show you, to remind you to ask Mechila. I'm here. Dir Shashem b'motze karu b'yose kor, where he's most karuv to. Those are the days of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm standing in front of your storefront. And you carry on doing what you normally do. And you look up. And you say, Zil, get out of here. Leslie Milsa Bahadoch, I've got nothing to do with you. I'll get over it. We'll go through a Yom Kippur, we'll be okay. Just let me carry on doing what I always did. Nothing changes. We have to be different during SSMA Tshuva. And that's dangerous. Ishtame Garmo Machia. A bone can shoot out and kill him because he was Mechuyev Misa straight away. He wasn't Chayev Misa because he didn't ask Mechila. He was Chayev Misa because Rav walked by and he was Mevazahim. Oh. On the spot. Mavaza. Chil Hashem. You mavaza Talmud Chochem. Chil Hashem. Boom. There's no two ways. Because if you're so close, I'm so close to you, that's how dangerous it is. Yitzadeh Chodet Amurdi Karachamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's willing to come down and walk in front of our storefront. He's willing to give us a chance. He's willing to give us Yimei Rachamim where we can. It's easier for us to do tshuva. And he's willing to accept any hero tshuva. Just recognize where I am. Just say hi to me when I'm standing in front of the store. But because we're so close, and because he goes out of his way, he's misnaig b'chassidus. He goes lifnei mishuras hadin, even though we're not worth it. And he comes down and is with us. That's why it's so dangerous. It makes the matzav even bigger sakana. Because if I don't catch the moment, then you're playing with fire. Then it's not regular days. Then it's pshat, you're telling God straight in the face. Zil, get out of my face! I have nothing to do with you. When I show the Ribbono Shel Olam I have nothing to do with you, then the chiyuv misa. Then we're playing with fire. Because the yomim are so, we can be so close yet so far. And when the fire is so close, it can warm you up, but it can also burn you. Give me a Rambam, Chelek Aleph. To explain this Gemara, let's take a look at the Rambam. Before we go to the Rambam, perhaps, if you got Shari Tshuva in front of you, take a look. In Shah Sheni, page Samach Beis, Yud Dalet. Let's learn it inside, you'll understand what the shtickle, where we're holding. That the fire is so close, it can warm us up, but mitzad sheni, if we don't watch the fire, we're going to get burnt. Ba'aseres shemitzvah, derech ha'chamishi, he talks about different drochim of when, of how to do tshuva. So the derech ha-chamishi is baseres yimei tshuva. Hayore is dvar Hashem. Somebody who fears the dvar Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liboy yochil v'kirboy. His heart has to titter. B'dayta when he knows ki chol maisov b'seifa nechtovim. All his maisim are written down. U'be'isahi. And at this point to alikim yovi b'mishpot. Ribbono Shel Olam brings to Mishpat es kol ha-maaseh al kol ne'elam, anything that's hidden in Toiv or in Ra. Ki ha-odom nidoim b'Rosh Hashanah u'gzadin sheloi nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim. A person is done on Rosh Hashanah and the gzadin is on Yom Kippur. That's when the judge comes out with his psak. U'be'eis asher yeda ha-odom. In the time where a person knows ki yovi es dinah lefnei melech bosav adom. You have a judgment whether you're going to sit for 5 years or 10 years. And it's in front of a boss of a dom. Halo yechrad charod gedoyle. You're going to be very nervous. You're going to be scared. The yoshis eitzes benashis. You're going to go ahead and look for different types of eitzes, ideas. Uvachol derke charitzes yochish miflat loin. All different types of ideas, different ways where you can find to try and get out of the mishpat that you're in. V'leisale al ruchi lifnas al yemin v'al smoil. It doesn't even enter your mind to be focused on anything else. Unis asik b'yesach hafotzov, and to be interested in other things. When you're going for, when it's a shaila where you're going to sit 5 years or 10 years, is there anybody that's busy doing business at that time? Or is he sitting with the best lawyers? V'lo yashkiach lefatech u'mishadeh admosoi. He's not going to go ahead and start worrying about how his fields are doing. V'lo yifne derech kromim. He's not going to go and start thinking about how do I build roads through my vineyard. And he's not going to stop. On this day of Atzorah, Mirhochen Levi, Nosu Katsiri Yoda, he's not going to try and run away in order to save him, save anything. Come with a bargain, a plea bargain. Epis, work something out. Like, these guys are stupid. That they go out and they carry on running their days as if nothing's happened. On these days of din and mishpat, they don't even know what's going to be in their mishpat. And life continues as if nothing changed. In fact, it did change, for the worse. Because that's poshut. Wherever there's a tremendous koyach hakedusha, the sultan is a muridika koyach hatuma. And punct on the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the sultan goes out of his way to make sure that you don't chaperai in those minutes. Because every minute of these days is worth gold. He'll give you other mitzvahs to take care of. He'll give you other Nisyonos, things that you would never have perhaps done in a regular Zman. But Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of Maisa Sotan to make sure that you don't chaperain these golden ateg, these golden days, where each minute is worth Kesev Azov. Because every minute that you use Avedas Hashem makes the Mishpat on Yom Kippur easier. Take a look, Veroi, three lines from the bottom. It's filling L'chol Yirei Lakim. Anybody who has a shtickle Yerushamayim. L'maid Ba'asokov. To lessen his mundane duties that he has to do. V'liyos Rayonov Nechitim. And his thoughts should be totally involved in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'likvoya Bayom V'layla Itim. L'izboided. He has to set times away to be misboided. Get up early in the morning. You've got to daven more. This is the time of tefillah. This is the time of tshuva. This is the time where we've got to throw in an extra shtickle learning. Because it's worth double the amount. And it's so easy, yet so hard. This is what Aseres Yemei Tshuva is about. And if you take a look, you might understand the Pshat in the Gemara. Why suddenly Yotzah Ketzev, that suddenly he was Mezalzel in Rav, go from me, on the spot he dropped dead. You take a look at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, on page base, the Da. In base six, Sif Cotton base. Ki achoite kashayis ache loshu mechatosei. A person who does averus. And he pushes off doing tshuva. He takes his time. Yichbad olav mo'oid oinchel kol yoim. He just moisif the oinish bigger and bigger. Ki yodea, because he knows ki yotza ketzev olav. He knows the Ribbono Shel Olam's out for him. But he has a way, he has a mahalach where he can run away to. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him an open ticket. You can run away from it. You did an avera, no problem. The amona is the way to run away, is tshuva. And he's still standing in his rebellion. And he's still carrying on doing the same avera over and over and over again. And it's biyodoi that he could change up. Al kein ro'osei rabo. This is Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the regular, somebody who knows about to do tshuva and doesn't do tshuva. Kal v'choyma. Now seriously made tshuva, which is yimei rotzen. Where the Rabbeinu Shlaim is coming down and walking in front of us. Actually, you'll recognize him. Actually, you'll get to know him. Now that you recognize him, actually, you'll say solachti. Actually, you'll throw in an extra 15 minutes of learning. Actually, Shemana Esther will be more choshev. Actually, I'm willing to keep my tefillin on another 5 minutes. Not a mitzvah. To hold on to that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I say zil, go away. We're playing with fire. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Tshuva. And everybody knows this halacha. Ukushem, sheshoiklim zchuyis ha'avay odom ba'avay neisav. The same way as the Ribbono Shel Olam weighs the schusim, the mitzvahs of a person, and his aveiros b'shas, his misa, kach b'chol shona v'shona, every year, sheiklin aveinis kol echod v'echod miboy ha'olam im zchuyosov b'yontov shel Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Ribbono Shel Olam weighs up every one of us, his aveiros and his mitzvahs. Mishen im tzadik, nechtam v'chay. Who he finds a tzadik, which in Pashup Shah is he's got more mitzvahs than Avedas. Nechtam l'chai. Mishanim sa Rosha. Who's a Rosha? On the spot. Nechtam l'misa. V'abeinoini. Somebody who's in the middle somewhere. Toil noisa ad yom ha-kippurim. He's on the pending till Yom Kippur. Im also tshuva, nechtam l'chai. If he did tshuva, now, l'chura, this Rambam is very, very shver. Because l'chura, we said, the Rambam explains before, I'm not going to go through all the Rambams, that when you weigh, is mitzvahs against averus. So why does the Rambam say, benoini, he's taller if he does tshuva? What does he have to do tshuva for? Let him do one more mitzvah, and he takes that mitzvah, puts on the weight, he now becomes a tzaddik, because he's got more mitzvahs than averus, and he's okay. Why does the Rambam say im also tshuva? What does he have to do tshuva about? What's that? It's tshuva. And if you put on a pair of tefillin, and if I did a mitzvah, it's not good enough. All achronim ask this shayla. Everybody gives a different pshat. Reb Itzel, Reb Yisrael's a Talmud, there's a whole long pshat to explain that Avada, the Rambam says, the Rambam paskens somewhere else. I'm not going to give you now a Sheikh Kloli in Hilchos Tshuva, but the Rambam paskens that we can't tell the shavius, the worth of an Avera on a mitzvah. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can weigh up what's considered big mitzvah, small mitzvah, one mitzvah overcomes a few averas, or one avera takes care of everything. That we don't know. But one thing we do know, that the mitzvah hayoim of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is to do tshuva. And if I don't do tshuva, then you will mevaze the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Chilul Hashem. The Nechtam L'Misa. That overweighs a lot of things. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is walking by and he comes down, Dirsha Hashem B'Motzoi, he's here, he's with us. B'Yosei Korov, he's right next to us. And we don't chaparayim, and we don't catch the opportunity. And all we do is look up and say, what are you doing here? Ooh, Then is Dva Hashem Bozo, Yumu Vazel Ribbono Shel Olam, Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem says the Gemara, Afilu Yom Kippur Dish Mechal. Mi says Mechal? Because the mitzvahs hayoyim, every mitzvah that we do today goes with Hilchos Tshuva. It's like going through a Rosh Hashanah and not blowing shofar. The mitzvahs hayoyim you didn't keep. Skedavim. You could have all the chumras. You missed out. You missed the boat. The mitzvahs hayoyim is tkiyah shofar. I can go through an aseret and make tshuva. I can add on mitzvahs. But if I didn't do tshuva, I missed the boat. The mitzvah, and tshuva means pshat is going back to the Rebbein Shlom, getting closer. He walked into town, recognize him. Say hi. And what's that saying hi? Saying hi means I change my anhoga. I'm different. The king's in town. When I'm standing next to the fire, I'm careful. Where I walk, where I stand, don't get burnt. The Ribbono Shel Olam came into town. Misnayg b'chasinus, he went out of his way to give us a chance, make it easier for us. And all we have to do is turn around and tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to. I want to. It's hard for me. I can't change overnight. But I want to. I want to have your kirva. I want to get close to you. Yismach leiv. Who are the ones who are be'emes happy? Who are besimcha mevakshe Hashem? The ones who are mevakish, the ones who seek the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all he wants from us. He doesn't expect us to wipe off the slate clean. He might be able to do it. We can't do it at this point. We've got too many Yetzaharas. We're too shakua. We're too entrenched in Olam Hazeh. But at least we can turn out to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I want. You're in town, I behave differently. I'm not going to spit you in the face. My anhoga, my day in, day out is going to be differently. When I don't do that, then you've got the story of the butcher. Then you get burnt. Then you play with fire. And you're going to turn around and tell me, I make it through every year. So let me read out Chinuch. Unbelievable Lashon HaChinuch. The Chinuch says that one of the biggest chasodim that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us is a call of Yom Kippur, where we can do tshuva and we have a kapara. Yom Kippur is mechapa to a certain extent on Averus Kalos. If we did tshuva, we didn't do tshuva. That the Gemara says, Yitzuma Shel Olam, the actual day is mechapa. It makes it a bit less. There's some sort of kapara. So what's the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam? Because if he wouldn't give us a Yom Kippur, the averus would pile up, and it'd come to a point after about 3 years that the world will have to get destroyed, because it's not shaykh. Because if you just pile up the averus, and there's no tshuva, and there's no kapara, there's no way we can exist. There's no shaykh to exist. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam Barov Chochmosei understood the human nature. He gave us a chance. There's such a thing as a Rosh Hashanah. There's a Yom Kippur. I'll make it easier for you. I'll come down. It's the closest time of the year that you could get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll give you a Yom Kippur. I'll give you a chance where you will have an Isairus, where you'll wake up and it'll be a shtickle kapora, a shtickle tshuva, That will make it easier. Or else there's no, the world can't exist. Rav Shach once said, it's a very sharp line. Rav Shach once said, as they once asked him about the Shoah, the Holocaust, what is Pshat? There is no Pshat. We don't understand Pshat, but we can say, Rav Shach once said, that over the years and years and years, the cup filled. And it came to a point where Nismalesor means it was too much. The world had no kiyum. There was too many Averas. Klal Yisrael had left the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was too many years. It came to a point where everything platzed. Everything platzed. That's with the Yom Kippurs and Aseret Yemei Teshuvos. But at last, it came to a point where it filled up. No more. You're going to ask me, Derech Roshoim Tzalecha? We find the Derech of Roshoim or Matzliach. You look around and you see people who are not the greatest Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Oh, they do mitzvahs. And they're Matzliach. On that, the pasuk says, "Umeshalim the son of La'avidei." The Ribbono Shel Olam pays up in this world because he doesn't want them to get Olam Haba. And a lot of times, you find that we make it through a Yom Kippur, and we make it through a second Yom Kippur, we make it through a third Yom Kippur, and suddenly you hear about different machlas, you hear about car accidents, you hear about tragedies, unbelievable. And we all give answers, Derech HaTeva. We all say, who makes a U-turn on Ocean Avenue? You've got to be really stupid. That's what I heard in America now, after the accident with Reich. Who makes U-turns on Ocean Avenue? That's what they're schmoozing in the mikveh. Who makes U-turns on Ocean Avenue? Idiot! There comes a point, I wouldn't say this normally, of its Erev Yom Kippur, I say it's made tshuva. You can say it. Mismaleso. Sometimes there's so many years that we don't knock on the door, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to us, and we're not there, and we say. So you think you get through it? No, you don't. It catches up at the end. Yet we ask a shayla. How come be'emes we don't feel it? Pshat. We want to. There's nobody here that doesn't want it. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants the kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nobody here that's sitting in this base marriage that will say, I don't want it. They'll tell you they have a big yetzer hara. They have no bechira. They'll tell you they're too sunken into Olam Hazeh. They'll give you a million different reasons why they can't. But they won't. And how come nothing moves? Let's say we are Beinonim. I haven't even discussed what a Rasha is. Let's say we are all Beinonim. That's the way we like to feel about ourselves. We're all Beinonim. And we're Tluyim Va'imdim. So if we do Tshuva, Tshuva is such a quiet thing. I said, it's made Tshuva. Oh, we made it through. And how come we don't have that Hisayrus? We don't feel the days. We know it's a Choshev Zman Tefillah, so we go to the Kaisel to Davon. Why do we go to the Kaisel to Davon? I'm not quite sure. Because the Shechina Rashach once said, I don't understand. Two people who are learning b'chavrus, the Gemara says, Shnaim sheyesh v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah, Shechina shrui b'neim. The Shechina is there. So you close your Gemara, and you go looking for another Shechina. The Valley Yoiva, Histaklus Ro, Yoiva on the bus with every Avera that you can think of. V'edik ebeten, when you're sitting by a Gemara, you can daven. Shechina shrui b'neim. There's a Shechina there. And how come we don't feel it? We want it. And we try and do a Marba B'tzdaka perhaps. And it comes to Yom Kippur, we do get serious. And we try and be mit'amets. We put extra koiches into the tefillah. But nothing stays, or nothing even starts. Yeah, I get a bit of Yisairus. Wow. Yeah, he said good, but it's not negated to me. What's pshat? So the Rambam says, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but there's 24 things. Arba al-esei dvaram ha-ma'akivis tshuva. There's 24 things that ma'akivis tshuva. That what? Arba mehem, four of them, is a big avera. V'hoyse echad mehem, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik b'yodei la'asus tshuva. The Rebbe Shem doesn't give him the chance to do tshuva. You can still do tshuva, don't get me wrong. But it's much harder. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik b'yodei. Doesn't let him. He's not making it easy for him. He might walk down his street, but he's not stopping in front of his store. I'm not going to go through the whole 24 list. I just want to bring out one or two. Machdis Arabim. What's called Machdis Arabim? Machdis Arabim. Bechlal Avoin Zeh, included the Machdis Arabim, you make the Rabim do an Avera. Hama'akiv is Arabim ilasois mitzvah. You ma'akiv, you keep back the oilam from doing a mitzvah. Who lives in such a world? Who's Ma'akev? Who's Ma'akev? Make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. If your chavrus is waiting for you, and because you didn't turn up for the first half an hour of the Seder, he lost cheshek, and your whole Seder goes down the drain, you're machdis a rabbin. You were Ma'akev, you kept back a rabbin from doing a mitzvah. There's a shachris at 8 o'clock. Zman Krishma, which is lechatchila, I should be saying with Berachos Krishma. And because for shlofen echevra, the oilam misses Krishma with brachos, so you will ma'akiv the rabbin from doing a mitzvah, your macht is a rabbin. Ein maspikim b'yod elasus tshuva. Ribbono Shleim is not walking in front of your store. Echte v'oshuv. We all live in that mentality. Don't let anybody, including myself, don't let anybody think that we don't live in that mentality. Echte v'oshuv. Echte v'oshuv. I'll do an avera. I'll do tshuva. Couldn't stop it. Was it gishmak aloshen horala? Was gishmak a taivala? No. Echte v'oshuv, I'll do tshuva. Come Yom Kippur, I'll clap al chet, chetonu v'necho. Beinayim romis. Echte v'oshuv, ein maspikin b'yodei. And then there's five, he says, Noyalim darki tshuva b'fnei yosef. Noyalim means they lock. The Rebbeinu Shalom locks the derech of doing tshuva. You sometimes find it. You can talk until you're blue in the face, and the guy doesn't get it. And you'll say because he's a rangaton and taiva, because he's so fashmutzed. The cop is somewhere else. Noyalim, says the Rambam. The Rebbe Yisrael locked the Darich HaTshuva. You can still do Tshuva. But he made it much harder for you, because he's not interested in you. One of them is HaPerish Min HaTzibur. HaPerish Min HaTzibur. Lefi Shebezman Sheyasu Tshuva. When the Tzibur is doing Tshuva, Lo Yiei Mohem, he won't be with them. He's not going to be zeicha to tshuva, because when the tzibur is doing tshuva, when the tzibur is saying Hashem Hashem, when the tzibur is saying slichas, they're not there. Noyalim, noyalim darkei tshuva, says the Rambam. Puts a lock on it. Much harder to break through it. Malig ala mitzvahs. What does malig a mitzvah? Make latsonos on mitzvahs? Who makes latsonos on mitzvahs? Kivan shen is bazu be'enov. It's cheap. It became a mavuza. I can wear tzitzis. I can keep my tefillin on until after davening. This bazu be'enov, it's a bizoyan. It gets me sweaty. I can't speak Dvarim B'Talim with them. Nizvazu Be'enov, ain't a roid of Acharem, he doesn't run after them. On that Noyalim. 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 If there's a Kriyas HaTorah and I don't stay for the Kriyas HaTorah in Halacha state, you mavazu Torah. Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo. And on that the Gemara says, Hikores Tikores. I'm not even going to translate the word. Dvar Hashem Bozo. When you're in his shachris and you miss a kriyas HaTorah, you walk out before the Sefer Targah, Dvar Hashem Bozo. For $25 an hour, you'd be here for kriyas HaTorah. For $25, you keep your tefillin on till after Kaveh Hashem, which is the Iker Halacha. That's Malig Ala Mitzvahs. It's cheap. It's sweaty. I'm in my shorts. I'm not Machoyev Betzitzes. Who get Hegevon? Then, at the end, he says, Meim chamisha dvorim ho oisa behem, ein cheskose losho behem. There's a chazok, he's never going to do tshuva on it. There's five things. I'm not going through all the five. But one of them is, ha-mistakil ba'arois. Mistakil ba'arois. Mistakil means he's ma'ayan. Doesn't say he sees, horoya. Mistakil means he's ma'ayan. He looks well. Be'iyun. Mala al daitoi, says the Rambam, he be'etzem thinks to himself, shein bekach klum. There's nothing wrong with it. Shuhu oima, this is the Rambam. V'chibalti aito, did I do a beer with him? Kirafti etzloi, I was over negia. My name's Shema Negia, right? V'ueni yedeh shere'is hanayim. He doesn't know that re'is hanayim of in godl. Is a tremendous Aveira. The Rambam doesn't always talk about. He talks about an Aveira. Oven Godel. She geremes legufan shel arayas. That is the Goyram. On this, the Rambam says. Doesn't say if you ate on Yom Kippur, Yom Chalal Shabbos. Ein chos kosin loshev mehem. Api chazoki, you're not going to do tshuva. These are from the 24 things that are ma'akivis ha'tshuva. But he goes, Vitamin Hamisha Dvaram Oisa Isom. There's five things that if you do them, you'll be nimshach. Not only will you not be able to do tshuva, you'll be nimshach to them. It just becomes second nature. Now he says, Koshin hein lifresh mehem, it's very hard to be purged from them. He talks about Lashon Hara, Baal Machshava Ra, Machshavas Rois. But we're not even going to get to Machshavas Rois. Eslim v'arba dvorim, ma'aknis tshuva. We want to know. Why we go through an Aseres Yemei tshuva without even a hero tshuva, without even an achrayas to tshuva. Achrayas means that davening, everybody should be here for davening. The cholapofos. Doch every minute's gold. A slichas, everybody's here for slichas. When you don't turn up for slichas, you won't pagay in the yeshiva. You won't pagay in the rabbi. You'll pagay in yourself. You're being the butcher. You're playing around with fire. And the shaila is why? Why? How does it happen? How does it happen that you can be 6 hours mushka, orangutan, in a serizime tshuva, in fresnum essen? But mekoyim is where mistakil ba'aroyas the whole time. Not re'iyah, mistakil. Be kumtis in a serizime tshuva. That's the shaila. That's why I stand here tonight. How come there's no sensitivity to Aseres Yemei Tshuva? You walk into a room and your bochus watching a movie. What's the big deal? What do you mean Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Take a look at Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam writes the lashonos of the way you're supposed to be manning yourself. How you're supposed to behave during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? That if you weren't makpid on past paltim, it's kosher bread. The fire was put on by a goy. Says to me, tshuva, you makpid on pas Yisrael. We have different anhogas during a says to me, tshuva. When the king comes into town, when in different matzav, when we don't have that sensitivity, then it's scary. Perhaps you're one from the Estim v'Arba Dvarim, which are ma'akif tshuva, that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you. He's not even walking past your own store. Do we not chabad sita how much sakona we're in? Look what he says a loshen. Avol b'chayov. When a person is alive, Oy Makadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Hare Pesach Pasuach. And the door's open. You can do tshuva. U'biyodcha, it's in your hand. Liskos be'ezem mitzvah. A small mitzvah. You can chap around another Armeni Yishmei Rabo. Which on that, Chazal say, Afilu shivim shonah shel gzeira ra, even 70 years of a gzeira ra, you can be mevatel it with one omenya hishmei rabu v'kavona. It's not megayetas. Zil, go away. I don't know you. One omenya hishmei rabu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, v'yotcha liskos be'ezem mitzvah, you can be mzoicha noch a mitzvah. Another 3 minutes with tefillin. Another 3 minutes, I'm kosher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'atom it's atzel ba'atzmacha, and you're a lazy bum. Umischayev b'nafshecha. I'll leave that for you to understand the translation. Bochein tzorech kolodim lefached el atzmon. You've got to be scared for yourself. Sheyitames b'tshuva. Va'al yema odom. This is where we get stuck.
ועל יום האדם עלי בכל יום אני מניח תפילין וציציס. Every day I put on תפילין, I put on ציציס. מבורך ומספלל. ואם כן ודאי, שכף של זכויש יכריע. Of course, the scale of mitzvahs will be מכריע. I'll have more mitzvahs than Averus. You're forgetting one thing. Misha ain't a leva imaken. Somebody who doesn't have a heart says that. Kitzoch lachshem, because you've got to think. Kama chavilas averes. How many chavilas? Pekelach. Pekelach and pekelach of averes you do every day. Dvarim b'teirim, losh nora, diburim asurim. With every eva. And then he says, V'roi l'chol odom shikrena baseres imei tshuva. There's a whole chib on Aseret Mitzvah. But emes toisu, that they only have to be choizer b'tshuva with the big averes of Avodah Zarah, Gila Aroi, Shvichas Domin, Chilul Shabbos. Chas v'sholem, he says, forget about the big averes. He says, we go through millions and millions of averes. See how Shafi says? This is where we all get mixed up. Kas, Yistaklus Benoshim, Chanifas, Litzonus, Duvorim Batalim, Divrei Masa, Matan, Beshabas, Vyontov, we don't even know about that. Uvachol Eile Reginim Hoylem Moed, everybody's used to it. Vafila Haloimdim Umuflogim, even the ones who are sitting and learning. Because Yatsim Alibim, when they'll stop thinking what they're up to. Yimtza Sherubam Nechsholem Beroi Veilu. How many pekelach do we have? And here we're sitting backwards and saying, Gavaldi, no problem. Ubitl Talmud Torah keneged kulam. This is a yisaid which we have to know. Ki arochoik min ha-toira, somebody who's rochoik is far away from Torah, rochoik na-avedas ha-boira. He's far away from avedas ha-boira. Because that's why we say, Hashiveinu avinu l'seiro secho, and then v'korveinu malkinu l'avedas secho. It starts with Torah. If we're further away from Torah, then we're further away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no doing tshuva when I don't turn up for a first Seder, a second Seder, a night Seder. Doesn't start. Ukefi haribui be'esek ha-Torah, and the fee how much you are marba. You put more into esek ha-Torah, kein yisrabah v'yiskorev la'avodah. So you'll get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is where we lose our sensitivity. That even while he's there, we don't feel him in town. We don't even feel the fire. To the point that we don't even have the sensitivity of being part of a tzibur to chayza. Umachtis harabim. Histaklis baroyas. It wouldn't be the greatest tshuva if every boch in this yeshiva would stop watching a video or iPod till the after Yom Kippur. And it's not fakerai. Histaklus baroyas. What's the big deal? When I heard that, that's when I understood we missed the boat. We miss the boat. When we don't have an achrayis to be back for slichas, we miss the boat. I'm not even going into where we go during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. In what makomos hatuma we're in. And how much sakana are we putting ourselves into? Because it's so close yet so far. That's the Gabi Bin Nainim. Let's start with the Rosh. Rosh is Nechtam Miyad. You can still do tshuva. What's called the Rosh? So the Gemara says, I ikadarka achrina nikra Rosh. Ikadarka achrina means, if you had a choice of getting from point A to point B, there's two ways of going. and you decided to take the way that there was obstacle preachers on the way. Iikadarka achrina nikre rosha. Says the Rashbam, ba'afilu oitzum einov. Even if he closes his eyes, nikre rosha. Because you put yourself in a mokum nisoyim. So what do? We walk out of a Rosh Hashanah after 2 days of davening. We screamed Hashem Melech. We were mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. During our Sesame Tshuva, we stempel ourselves that we're called Rishoyim. And Ikedar Kachrina means opening up a computer. Ikedar Kachrina means not opening up your iPod. All you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rosha. Sign me down for Rosha. Because I'm not makbid on Arayas. I'm not makbid on Istaklus by Arayas. I don't care what time I go to bed, because it doesn't make a difference. There'll be a minion. There'll be 10 people there for us, for Chazor HaShatz. Wasn't it Armenia Ishmael Abba? You're throwing away gold. Gold! And we sign ourselves off, Russia. On the dotted lines, Russia. Do we understand what we're doing? Will there not become a point in our lives where perhaps the cup might overflow? Like the Chinuch says, and when the cup overflows, excuse my French, all hell lets loose. And then suddenly we start running to tzaddikim. And then we start running for brochas. And then the world fell apart. And then we start running to mukubolim, for parnosim, for refuahs and yeshuas. We signed the check. You might not see it now, you might see it later, you might wake up when you're 30, you might wake up when you're 40, when you're 50. Aber yeish din ve yeish dain, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mavata. Ki hu zernisht. That you have to know from the Ani Mamin. You might not see it straight away, and you might still be young believing that you'll get away with it. There's no getting away with it. That you have to know. An imamin, the same an imamin that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad the Yochid that you believe. You believe in Tchis HaMesim. You believe in Torah and Hashemayim. The same an imamin tells you. Then says he made tshuva v'am choysim as a Rosha. M'shalem lahavidoi. You can translate that yourself. I'm a foreign apostle. I'm just telling you what the Rambam says, what the Rishonim say. I'm not being any mechadish, any naya chidushim. Let me finish off with a chinuch. What's the inan of Yom Kippur? Meridik a chinuch. Ribbono Shel Olam, from the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gave us once a year that he gives us a kapora. Kapora means that if we take a do tshuva, the cup that started filling up goes down. Oh, we still have to do a lot more tshuva. Don't think that, my Zaydi used to say, you punch a wall in, there's two ways of fixing it. You can just like fix it up, but you can tell that there was once a hole. Or you make it really smooth and you paint it out that you can't really tell. That's the emes of tshuva. But there's also a tshuva where we fill up the hole. That's tshuva. It's not 100% tshuva, but it for sure makes the cup go down. And it helps us survive another year. We're living on a survival kit. We don't even realize how much rachamim we're living on. Because the metzias of life is the story with the tabach, the story with the butcher. That's the metzias. And the metzias is, if we go through a Rosh Hashanah to a Yom Kippur, without the sensitivity, you're playing with fire. Let me see. So it comes along. Therefore, Hakshvorch gave us a Yom Kippur. So this is the chinuch. Therefore, he gave us he was mitzavas, he commanded us, lis'an is boy. Lefi, listen to this nekuda. This, I think, very important nekuda to the Americanisha culture. Sha'amachel v'amishta. Eating and drinking. The yesa hanois chush hamishu, mishush. And other hanois of feeling. Yo'oir ha'choyma li'moshech achataiva v'achet. Is mo'oir the goof to go off the chet. When I sit down to a six-pack sandwich, and ich fress dort in jeder Nacht, yo'oirer ha'taiva, v'yivatlu suras ha'nefesh ha'chochma, and it's mevatel the tsura of be'etzem yon neshama. You lose your sensitivity, and you lose your sensitivity to be mechapes acha'emes, to go seeking for the truth. Ve'ein roi, therefore, the Rebbeinu Yishlom said, yes, you got once a year where you're totally involved in Avodas Hashem. Ve'ein roi lavet b'yom boi ledin. And it's not fitting to come b'yom hadin and yom hakipurim in front of the Rebbeinu Yishlom v'nefesh chashucha with a darkened soul. The neshama is darkened. When I fress against a steak, forget about kashrus. When I fress v'achaza, the nefesh, the neshama becomes darkened. Because you're orangutan, you're mamish involved in gashmias. So you want it so that he says that Yom Kippur was given as a day of fasting. This way we can get one step above gashmias. We might be able to connect to the Ribbono Yishlom if we're 24 hours without food. Because food brings you down. Food takes away the sensitivity. The sensitivity of the nefesh. When I don't have a sensitivity during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, does anybody think Efshar v'lechfrech in town every night? Or I'm so busy worried about my fashtunkena supper that I missed? And I'm mochen to be moser nefesh to stand in line for 2 hours? To get my fashtunkena sandwich? Is it not a pella that I don't have the sensitivity to be here for slichas? Or to be here for a davening? Or to want to wake up in the morning? Because the nefesh is chayshaches, chashucha umurveves v'toich ha'magal ha'mishta. The soul becomes darkened. It can't see the emes, because the gashmis has taken it over. And we want to know why, where's the sensitivity to Aseret Yemei Tshuva? We go and kill it with our own hands. Yom Kippur is one day, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, the only way I'm going to get you to be called the Rebbeinu Shlomo is to make you fast. Now I'm not coming along telling you to go on a Tanesim, even though in Chazal was brought down, I says, made Shuvah, Tzadikim fasted every day. Oh, but Chashivas to Ruchnias, during the says, made Shuvah? Ma'akvin is a Shuvah? Are we from the people that we are so far that even the Ribbono Shleilam is not coming down to us during Aseret Yemei Tshuva? That we lost all sensitivity, that we're from the people that ma'akvin is a tshuva? The Ribbono Shleilam stops us from doing tshuva? Because he wants us to be umeshalim the Rishoyim. He wants to pay up the Rishoyim in this world, the Havidoi, to wipe him out in Yenevel? That your children's Kaddish won't make a difference anyway? Mezalzel b'mitzvahs.
finish off with the pasuk. The Ribbono Shel Olam is considered to doidi. So there's a pasuk in Keheles. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ani yishena, v'libi er." Ani yishena, I'm sleeping. Klal Yisrael was sleeping, but v'libi er, the Ribbono Shel Olam was awake. He was marech af. He was willing to go the extra mile to help us. Kol doidi doifik. The Ribbono Shel Olam knocks on the door. Pischuli, open it up. Achoisi, rayosi, yonasi, tomosi. These are all lashonos of love that Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael. But what did Klal Yisrael answer back? Poshatiti is katonti. I undressed already. I'm too lazy. I took off the clothes of Torah. Or you can use it as a postural lashon. Poshatis katonti. I'm lying in bed. I took off all my clothes. Ichgeza charum v'ashegetz. Eichochel v'sheno. Why should I get up? Why should I get dressed? Rochatis raglai. I'm in the shower. Rochatis raglai. I'm washing myself. Eichocha atanfim. How am I going to get dirty again? I'm going to come to the base of Medrash again. I was there for Shachris. It's enough. Well, Chassi's right, now it's shower time. There's a Seder from 9:30 to 11. Well, Chassi's Raglai. Shower time. This is what Klal Yisrael is answering back to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kol doidi doifuk. I'm knocking on the door. I want to get in. I'm willing to give it to you. And Klal Yisrael say, Kenisht. I'm too involved in Olam Hazeh. Doidi sholach yodeh min achoyer. The Ribbono Shel Olam stuck his hand out from a hole in the wall. Efsha, efsha. Umeyai homumoyeh. Says Klal Yisrael, we were dying to get close to you. This is the way Chazal types up this pasuk. You can take a look at the pasuk in Keheles, in She'ashirim. Kamti ani listoyach. I got a hisoyerus. I got a merdik hisoyerus. I decided last night, I'm getting up tomorrow morning. Kamti ani listoyach. I got up to open up the door. Ladaidi to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yodai not fumoir. V'etzboisai moir over al kapas hamanu. Pasuk psha is that my hands are too taken up with gashmius, that they slipped. I couldn't give up Olam Hazeh. When I tried to open that door, the Ribbono Shel Olam put out his hand and said, here you are, chap on to me. And I had the ribs, Isairus. May I homo olai. I was dying to have that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I had a Isairus tshuva. But I woke up and I said, no, I'm coming here, I'm making a tonight with you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I come with all my taivas. I come with all, everything that I have. That's how I'm going to greet with you. Fatachti ani ladoidi, I opened the door. But I opened the door with everything on me. With all my yetzaharas. I was willing to give up anything. The doidi chomak ova. I opened the door for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I knew he was there. The doidi chomak. The Ribbono Shel Olam slipped away. He's not around. Bikashtuo. I looked for him. I seeked him. V'loi motzasiu. I didn't find him. Korosiv. I called him. V'loi onani. He didn't answer me. Now I'm not quite sure on which part of the posuk we're holding. But that's for sure. There's a kol doidi doifer. The Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on the door. In fact, he might not be knocking on the door anymore. He's willing to he put his hand through the window. You know what? You're not opening up the door.
Don't you shalach yodem in achor. He stuck his hand out. I'll try. I said, he made tshuva. I'll give them a hargosha esayrus. I got up to open up the door. But I got up with my computer. I got up with my iPod. I got up with my taivas achila. I got up with my ben Yehuda. I got up with my rimon. I got up with everything with me. Potachti ani ledoidi. I opened the door to the Ribbono shel Olam. Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to make it for Shachris. The Doidi Chomak, the Ribbono shel Olam wasn't there. I finished Shemoneh Esrei and I packed out. Because the Ribbono shel Olam wasn't there, you didn't feel you were davening. I put on tefillin, I didn't feel any kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam. I wore tzitzit, it means nothing to me. Doidi Chomak, the Ribbono shel Olam went away. He's not giving you the Esrei, you're not getting the Kedusha from the mitzvahs. Why not? Ma'akvin es ha-tshuva. That's on the tzad, perhaps if we're beinoinim. Be'i kadar ka'achrina. If I have two ways of going down a road, if I have two restaurants to eat by, I can eat in a restaurant that's not so fancy. But I won't be oivon istaklus. It's not such high-class food. Stay drochim lefonai. I could go to sleep without listening to the schmutz from the Schwarzer, without watching a movie before I go to sleep. When my neshama goes upstairs during Aseres and made tshuva, the Ribbono shel Olam makes a cheshbon. Avos is there? What's he doing chazorah on? What was the last thing he saw or he did before he went to sleep? What's the neshama doing chazorah on? Oh, he's from the Esrim V'Arba Dvorim HaMa'akvin Es HaShtuva. This is from the 24 things that Ma'akiv HaTshuva. No problem, I'll give him back his neshama tomorrow morning. But Doidi Chomak, I'm not here. I'm not around. I'm not even passing your store to remind you that I'm here. But it's fire. Because when the butcher starts knocking on the animal's head, and the bone flies out, that's because he played with fire. We have to make a cheshbon on nefesh. You have 5 days left. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 more days. 4 more days that are worth gold. 4 more days where the fire is so close that if you mess up, you're going to burn. Four more days to show the Ribbono shel Olam, I want to do tshuva. I want to change. These are the highest days of kirva to the Ribbono shel Olam. And I throw it away. Just kill a chayad. Let us be from those who walk into Yom Kippur with curled doidi doifik, and the Ribbono shel Olam is knocking on the door to us. Let us not be from those who doidi chomak, that the Ribbono shel Olam disappeared. He wasn't there for us. And we live with this dream world that we made it through Yom Kippur, and we made it through the year. How much more siyata dishmai would we have in understanding a shtikl gemara? How much more cheshik would we have? We all want to sit and learn. How come when we come into the Beis HaMedrash, some of us it goes easier and some of us it's as shver. After 15, 20 minutes it's just gnukshe. Ich kenne nicht, I can't. There's a new thing called ADD. It's called Doidi Chomak. The Ribbono shel Olam doesn't want to give you the Siyata Dishmaya. He moved out of town. There is no Shechina here. Because he knows that you still want to open that door with Kulei 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 Gashmis with me. I'm willing to make a deal with you, God. I'll sit and learn an hour a morning. But I've got to have my Istaklus Barroyas. I've got to have my iPod. I've got to have my computer. I've got to have my Fresserai in town. I've got to have everything that comes with it. I'm willing to give you an hour for learning. You won't even get that hour. If there's nothing we're going to give up for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to give up for us. If we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to give for us, we have to give something, a shtickle away. We have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want. You want, I'll give it to you. But the Anhog has to be different. There has to be a change. There's got to be a 4 days where show me that you're willing to give up. You might not be able to make it through 12 months of the year giving it all up. But if I know that I come to a Yom Kippur and I'm willing to give up and I show the Ribbono Shel Olam something, then perhaps he'll give us the Siyata Dishmaya. That during the year it'll be easy for us to get through the Nisyenus of day in, day out. That the taka, when we have more gishmak in learning, it'll be easier to overcome all the nisyanas that we have. Perhaps the nisyanas that we have is because we want them. That's what we're davening for. We want it. We want those nisyanas. We're not willing to give it up. Perhaps if the nisyanas make tshuva, we do give it up a bit. And we show the Ribbono Shel Olam we want more ruchnias. Then we'll be from the Beinonim, who are tluim v'oimdim, not from the Roshoim, but tluim v'oimdim. And we come to Yom Kippur, where the Chilchus Tshuva is machria, and that will weigh us over. And with that, we'll be zeicha to Gemar Chasima Toivah.